the burglar deterrent.
Derby it was. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Whatever nook and cranny you hail from, you might have sat around a tube and checked out the fastest and the baddest and the best in the business. At least that's what we think it is. The Kentucky Derby, 138th running. So I'll have another out of the 19th hole winning this race for the first time in the history of the Derby that's happened. The reason we start with that for just a brief few moments is because I got at least 30 emails about, did anybody win our Kentucky Derby challenge? And the answer is no. Nobody won. Because you had to pick the three horses, the trifecta. I'll have another wins. If you had plunked down $2, you would have won $32.60 on it. So the horses would be 19-6, Bodie Meister, you heard the call there, and Doulahan, the number 5 horse. So 19-6 and 5. Remember, it's all about the numbers when you play our little games. We did have one person, Dave in Vermont, had the 6 and the 5 horse, but he didn't have the winner. He didn't have, I'll have another. What a great Derby it was. Wish we had a winner, because, boy, the prize closet is just bursting at the seams. But we didn't. Speaking of winners, oh, in Paris, they are turning to the left, if you will. Sarkozy is out. Hollande is in. So what does it mean for our relationship with France? And why should you give 2 croissants about that? Well, tracing the factor of the numbers, you care about the money situation, the Eurozone, because it tanks our dollar and it hurts our economy when things are tilted in France, for example. Not just France, but all of Europe. So Hollande polled just under 52% of the votes in Sunday's runoff, and he was thrilled beyond belief. That's my French. He was filled with relief to win this presidency. So he's the new sheriff in town, if you will, across the pond. Very different from Nicolas Sarkozy. A lot of people said the vote has some wide implications for the whole Eurozone, which is exactly what I was saying, why you should care about it. He is vowing to rework a deal on government debt in some of the member countries. So what does that mean? The people are crazy about him. They were drinking champagne and running through the streets. Hollande is the first socialist to win the French presidency since François Mitterrand did it in the 1980s. He said he was proud to have been capable of giving people hope again. So he's the guy. He gave his speech. Some people not too excited about it. Others think that this is a great change. Among the things he wants to do in that country, raise the minimum wage, hire 60,000 more teachers, and lower the retirement age from 62 to 60. So I think Sarkozy is out of politics for now. I think he's done with it. He's been in office since 2007. He's no longer a factor. The United States, I'm certain, will set up a meeting with Hollande to see whatever they can do to continue that relationship. But pay attention to the EU drama. That is the key thing to watch. We care about the numbers. Absolutely. Speaking of numbers, and since this is where we headed, right out of the gate, if you will, Gallup, you know I am the princess who loves the polls, you could say. There's something about polling, I think, that boils it all down to how people are feeling. So election 2012, Obama versus Romney, we can cut all the crap. We know that's who's going to be the nominee for the Republicans. So the latest Gallup numbers show, if the presidential election were held on Sunday, if Barack Obama were the Democratic Party's candidate and Mitt Romney were the Republican Party's candidate, who would you vote for, Obama or Romney? So with the margin of error included in this, guess who came out on top? Were you thinking Romney? Were you thinking Obama? He is, after all, the incumbent, and things have just gotten started. Well, according to the rolling average, they're pretty much neck and neck. In fact, if you want to be accurate about it, they do a five-day rolling poll. You would see that Romney is just a little teeny, teeny bit ahead. Will it matter at all when it comes down the stretch to November when people are actually voting? Let's see. We have a long way to go. One last one. How about the Avengers? I did go to the movies over the weekend, besides watching a little horse racing and doing a few other things, smashing a few golf balls around on the local range, which some of you might have done. The Avengers, biggest opening ever. I'm not shocked. $200 million domestically. They expect in the first 12 days, $642 million. It was a huge monster worldwide hit for Disney. And you know what? They did it every possible way you can imagine. This is how we go to the movies now. Do you want your movies in 2D, digital 3D, real D, IMAX 3D theaters? So imagine the different ways you could see the Avengers. Call me old-fashioned. I don't always like things flying in my face at 3D volume the way it is, too, and how it comes out at you. Doesn't really do that much for me, and it jacks up the ticket. I saw it straight up. I like my movie straight up, so that's how I saw it. The place was packed. I thought the movie was excellent, but, you know, when I was a kid, I was one of those comic book freaks. I read a lot of the comics that, of course, are centered around the Avengers, and I would say thumbs up. So when we do our cheap movie reviews, if you paid attention for just a few minutes, you would have probably heard me say, I am certain it will clear all kinds of records. It's a layup. A lot of people have been anticipating the Avengers, and we're excited to go and see it, and probably be tough to even get a seat. You have to get there early. Otherwise, you have that neck craning up to see the screen, and it is the worst feeling in the world. Coming up on the flip side, I'm going to talk about this chaotic hearing in the 9/11 case at Gitmo. Yes, it's finally time. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and his merry men getting their trial. What does it all mean with this military commissions judge? We'll talk about it on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Tonight, we don't want to shut you out, of course. I know you are alive and thriving out there. There's at least 40 million of you. You can let your fingers do the talking and walking by hitting my digits, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283, or you can shoot us an email at americatonight.net. Don't forget to download Press 4. Could it be any easier? It is so easy. Download Press 4, the app, and then when you have a rant, you want to get something off your chest, no matter what time of day it is, once you have the handy-dandy app, it's orange with a 4 in the middle of it, a white 4, you simply hold it up to your ear and you say, when it asks for the key word, America Tonight Rant, and you can let it rip. I think that is so cool. So don't be shy. You don't even have to say your name. Just rant. No, I think I asked for your name, and you don't have to say your name. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed in a courtroom in Guantanamo on Saturday just ignored the military commission's judge, who kept asking over and over again whether the self-described, because remember, he said, it's me, architect of the September 11th attacks, whether he understood what was being said. Did he like his lawyers? Did he want to be represented by the defense team around him? So there was 5 altogether arraigned on Saturday. The accused people who killed our people, the conspirators, if you will, in the attacks, they just knelt, they prayed, they shouted Allah, 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 shouted at the judge, said he should address their complaints about prison conditions, because maybe you are not going to see me again. And then at one point they said they're going to kill us and say that we have committed suicide. And that was something else that was yelled out. So there's all kinds of disruptions, just a vintage passive aggressive display. And the government tried to restart to prosecute the five of them. I mean, this has been a long, slow process. To say that this is rocky is laughable. I mean, ultimately, they could be executed. I mean, and there's the question. Should they be executed? I mean, why do I even ask that question? What do I think this audience is going to say? I actually know some people that would say, oh, they shouldn't be executed. But I think the opposite, eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth kind of gal, especially when it comes to this. So they jostled back and forth over the whole procedural thing. And they deferred entering a plea. So now another hearing date is set for motions. That won't happen until June. The trial won't even start for a year. Won't even start for a year. They started to be prosecuted back in 2008. Now, listen what happened. The Obama guys said, no. We want to transfer the case from Guantanamo to a federal court in Manhattan. I mean, very close to the World Trade Center. Doesn't that make sense? Why shouldn't they be tried in our courts? They can get a fair trial. Wouldn't that be great? But it collapsed. And why? Because Congress didn't want to do it. Security problems. New York didn't want to do it once they realized how much it would cost them and the danger and the bullseye they were putting on that city. So we did the mental jumping jacks over this whole thing, and I guess the talking war, too. A couple of people threw some verbal grenades, and lo and behold, we're still back at square one. The defense lawyers tried to change the security restrictions because they say they can't do their jobs, and they're struggling to stick to the script. They're struggling to do this. The judge is determined that they're going to keep the case going down the tracks. Not going to change course this time, so we'll see. But it's still a year away. They'll follow this stuff, and it's still a year away. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, which is who everybody wants to know what's going on with him, he had a black skull cap on. He took a white cloth from his bin. He made kind of a turban. There was one of the detainees who had a copy of The Economist magazine, which he looked like he was reading or whatever. And then he handed it to another one that was behind him, and they leafed through it. They wouldn't wear headphones, so they couldn't hear the Arabic translation to know what they were being asked. The judge asked the translators to repeat in Arabic over a loudspeaker every phrase that was uttered in the courtroom. And pretty much this is what the show is going to look like, folks. I mean, this is what it is. So, just keep on keeping on. I mean, they're getting this hearing, right? But some people think that their abuse of the system is purposely trying to get under our skins, and that's obvious. They're trying to get under our skin. So, I mean, the problem is it's been such a long process, and what will happen is people will call other shows, or even shows like this one, and say that it's our fault that they're not getting justice, that they need to be tried and all this other stuff. But part of the problem is how they're reacting to the situation with the judge. And the other thing is, what about the suspects, or what about the victims who want to know what's going on, who want to be allowed to see justice played out? Now, I'm still glad that it didn't come to New York, because I think that would have been atrocious if it had. But you have to put the victim's face on this thing again. People who lost sisters, brothers, mothers, fathers, wives, husbands, they, you know, they're watching from afar, in a sense, the arraignment of the mastermind, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. And you know what? A lot of them would really like to be eye to eye. Would really like to be eye to eye, because in their minds, they play over and over again. You can't help but do it. I know everybody says you can move on, but no, you can't. It's tough. They replay the plane smashing into the World Trade Center. They do. They replay this. And then they see, now there was a couple of family members, a group of them, victim family members, who were able to watch, not all of them, because that was the complaint, but there was a small group that was able to watch Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the others at Guantanamo, where they are. So they were able to see what was going on. And one of the family members, I saw a quote over the weekend, said, you know, they're complaining. Our families can't complain anymore. They took their lives. I wouldn't care if they were on a bed of nails. But it's our justice system, and they have rights, so we have to go through this. So, interesting. Here's a question, like I said, without a doubt, execute these guys. They have to go through the system still. I say absolutely execute them. The attorneys who are representing the five continue to say that the proceedings have been unfair to their clients. I already mentioned the one thing, that their restrictions are too hard, so they can't discuss the topics like torture. They can't do that. They say they're hamstrung, that the system is a rigged game to prevent them from doing their jobs. They can't talk to their clients about anything, so that's why protesting, the defendants are ignoring the judge and all that other nonsense. And, you know, if they were allowed to describe what was happening to them, it'd be a different thing. And that's why they screamed out, they're going to kill us, and all this other nonsense. I'm just wondering, as you watch me or listen to me describe this, how many of you are really concerned about the 9/11 suspects ignoring the what's going on in the arraignment in Guantanamo over the weekend. How many of you are concerned about that? I'm thinking probably not that many of you. Coming up on America Tonight, We Can Count. I keep saying it's about the numbers, baby, and we got a whole bunch of them for you coming up on the flip side. Over the weekend, I already mentioned one thing about the Avengers and the box office records that were shattered thanks to the superheroes. But there were some other things that happened as well that I think you'll find interesting. So hang around. And then remember, you can give us a call at 855-266-5283. Meet you in a few.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing deal. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket next week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. That's one dozen stunning assorted roses absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase with every order. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple next week, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Price of a gallon of gasoline has dropped 7 cents over the last 2 weeks. Ooh, I'll go buy a gumball. But in Chicago, I always say this in the Midwest, especially Chicago, they really take it on the chin. The Lumberg survey, they put out all the info, shows that the average price of gasoline, of regular gallon anyway, $3.85. Chicago has the highest, $4.32. Tulsa has the lowest. If you get you some Tulsa, Oklahoma gas, you're talking about $3.40. Well, they have to be happy in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Thunder beat the Dallas Mavericks, the defending NBA champs, swept them after the Mavericks won last year. Boy, they slurped away in the playoffs. So they were probably buying that gas as they were driving back and forth from Texas to Oklahoma. California, the lowest price, $4.07. You could find that in Fresno. The highest, Oh, it really costs you to live in San Francisco, doesn't it? Be cheaper to just take those cable cars. $4.21. So it's down a little bit, but it's still high if you think of where we were. I think we were in 2008, 188. That seems like a miracle. 188. Are you kidding? Give me gasoline for less than $2. Actor George Lindsay, who played Goober Pyle on the 60s television series, The Andy Griffin Show, died on Sunday. He was 83 years old. He died in Nashville, Tennessee. He had some kind of illness. In 62, this is interesting, he was asked to audition for the role of a gas station attendant named Gomer Pyle on the Andy Griffith Show, but lost the part to actor Jim Nabors. 2 years later, when Nabors' portrayal of Gomer became so popular, they created a spinoff program, and he was cast as Gomer's cousin, Goober Pyle. I bet you there's somebody listening to you that thought, she's saying a name wrong. What is she talking about? So he did it for seven seasons. Seven seasons on the Andy Griffith Show, three on the sequel series, Mayberry RFD. He was the small town's gas station attendant. And then after that, if you were a Hee-Haw fan, you would have caught him doing the Hee-Haw thing. But he was, I think, really popular in his day. When you hear that someone died in their 83 and you think, you start to do the numbers, do you know he's born in Fairfield, Alabama? I know there's some people listening to us in Alabama. In 1928. So he worked kind of all over the place before he got that big break. He was even in the Twilight Zone. You see a picture of him, it's amazing how much he looks like he could be the brother of Jim Nabors. So probably that was great casting there. Let's talk about Ohio, Virginia, two big states for what? The showdown in the election. So over the weekend, the president setting his sights on the two key states that he knows you want to take, even if you're the incumbent guy. While there's all this speculation about who the VP will be for Mitt Romney, including maybe Marco Rubio, the popular senator from Florida, because Florida is another big state you want to win. The president made it official with the rallies in Ohio and Virginia, pretty much painted a picture of Mitt Romney as a big-time flip-flopper and the protector of the rich. He did two events over the weekend on Saturday at two universities, Ohio State and Virginia. They were billed as the official kickoff for the re-election. So even though you figure we have a long way to go, or maybe it isn't that long the way time flies, this is where he decided to start. And you can see what's going to happen in the campaign, I think, laying out those strokes is where everybody knew that the Democrats were going to go. And the Democrats thought the rallies were a chance for Obama to put the Republicans kind of on notice in a sense that he's going to be very aggressive in the campaign. He's not going to lay back in the weeds. So David Axelrod, who is the master puppeteer, he pulls the strings because he's the Obama senior advisor guy, said that the president wasn't a candidate who reinvents himself week to week. Instead, he is who he is, and he is an advocate for the middle class, and Romney is the candidate for the wealthiest Americans. The only thing is, you know, the unemployment rate, 8.1%. But why is that? I hate to rain on their parade. It's because most people, or a big chunk of people, stopped looking for work, so they're not really called unemployed anymore. So while officially the job growth, if you look at that, the unemployment rate, if you look at that, you could say, oh, well, look, it looks like it's dumping. That's not an accurate number. It's not an accurate number. So there you go. That's what the president did over the weekend. Mitt Romney was doing his thing while Ron Paul, who many of us like some of the things that he's had to say about smaller government and the ridiculousness of the Federal Reserve and why do we continue to have this massive deficit when there are ways to cut and there are ways to have a balanced budget. He's going to be the fly in the ointment, my friends. So their strategy is working. In Maine and Nevada on Sunday, he won the most number of delegates at the state party conventions. So those delegates could play spoiler, not to the overall ticket, but to give him a ticket to have a bigger role in the Tampa convention, unless he went completely rogue, which he's not going to do. I don't think he's going to do a libertarian ticket. But I think he can certainly, like I said, play spoiler in a sense. So that's what happened with Ron Paul over the weekend. Huge. Huge in the sense that he's not going away. While Newt Gingrich bailed and he's figuring out how to pay off his election debt, it's the opposite for Ron Paul. Some other things that happened that concern numbers while you were sleeping, things that are being talked about, were talked about that concern numbers anyway. From the sports world, I mentioned the Kentucky Derby at the top of the show because so many of you had a lot of fun with this and participated in our little reindeer game when we had you do the trifecta for the Kentucky Derby. But there are a few other things going on that have numbers, including the Knicks ending their 13-game playoff skid. Whew, 13 games. 13 is an unlucky number, so they got lucky. That's good for them. Also, the Celts topped the Hawks for their 3-1 lead in that series. I told you about the Mavericks. Really, we're just the beginning of this thing for the NBA, so I don't want to run down a bunch of scores for you. But I'll tell you that, and I'll tell you this one thing about probably the coolest kid on the PGA Golf Tour. Even if you hate golf and you think it's for old men, shame on you, because it's not really. It's really fun to go and whack a golf ball. But Ricky Fowler picked up his first PGA Tour event. He's a great kid, and he's kind of a wild kid. He wears crazy clothes. He was all in orange from head to toe over the weekend, and he broke through. Like I said, he knocked off the U.S. Open champ Rory McIlroy, the kid from Ireland who just slams the ball. Fowler is only 23 years old. He was perfect. He won, had to be perfect, and was able to bring out the tournament. And now I think he could have some more breakthroughs probably, because he not only has the crowd behind him, but he's got everything working for him. And he was able to do, you know, what he had to do. So finally a winner on the PGA Tour in Charlotte, North Carolina. North Carolina. How about the Greeks as we switch gears and move from the kid golfer to the kids and the adults being furious about what's happening in Greece, bringing this around, telling you about François Hollande, who is a socialist who won in France, is now the president of France. You have the Greeks who are redrawing their election map. They've had so many problems there. I mean, they're at beyond the crisis point now. So what they did was they kind of punished the two parties that have been their political process for decades. And instead, with, you know, more than 83% of the vote counted, Greece is heading toward kind of a political stalemate. Why? Because nobody won enough votes to form a government, and the two parties that backed the bailout were just crushed. I mean, just absolutely crushed, because nobody wants to go back there again. They conceded that they needed to win over adversaries to be able to have something viable. You think? New Democracy led with about 20% of the vote, which would give it 110 seats in a 300-member parliament. It's a nightmare. What has happened to Greece? The people had enough. How are you going to clean up Greece? Now, we're talking about two different bailouts. They've had two different bailouts, and it's still not looking like a good bet. It's a good bet. You're going to stick around. Remember, you can play the game 855-266-5283.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
A revolution is underway that all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 additives. Now it's time to free yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com offers an electronic cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no foul odor, it can be smoked almost anywhere. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from five levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy seven flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Remember to use the coupon code PowerVapor for an exclusive 10% discount. PowerVapor.com. It's more than just the future of smoking. It's a revolution.
That would be Texas Governor Rick Perry, said he's fully behind the presumptive Republican nominee, Mitt Romney, and then threw this out, God help us if he doesn't win. So here we are.
I'm not going to talk about the vice presidential process, but I can tell you that there are multiple ways that someone can help our nominee, and I look forward to doing that.
There you go. I look forward to helping the nominee. That wasn't Governor Goodhair, but that was Marco Rubio, who says that, here's what he's saying. He's not taking the bait. Everybody wants to know, is it you? Is it you? Is it you? You know, you showed up a couple of weeks ago in Philadelphia. You were down at the Brookings Institute in Washington giving a big speech. You're doing the things that you do to audition to be the vice president. But you just will not answer the question. Do you even want it? He's not answering the question. In the meantime, while the governor of Texas is saying, oh, God help us if Mitt Romney doesn't win, and Marco Rubio is sidestepping the issue of if he wants to be VP. You have Jeb Bush, who insists no way to VP and is pushing for a Rubio pick because he says he has no intention of being at all that VP. He gave a commencement speech at a university over the weekend and said that when something came up about it. What about Newt Gingrich? Now, he's being asked about the VP spot. Here's what he said.
Need to be number two.
Well, that's a wholly different story. Let's deal with the reality of it. Would you be Mitt Romney's number two?
I think Romney's going to look for somebody who is younger.
Oh, okay. So he's going to look for somebody who's younger. Would Gingrich being the VP make conservatives happy? Would that rally the conservatives behind Romney? Because so many of the conservative papers and whatnot are still kind of just tiptoeing around the whole Romney thing, although I think that officially you have to rally the whole party to get this thing working. There's no way you can have fractured parts of the Republican Party voting for Mitt Romney and not the whole kit and caboodle. If they're not all there, forget it. So Newt Gingrich and the rest of the usual suspects dropped out of this year's contest. And, you know, Romney at 65 is now the guy. Gingrich, you heard a little snippet of him there. He was part of the Sunday Swirl. He was on CNN. He was also on CBS's Face the Nation. And he said, as far as I'm concerned, I've endorsed him, that he's endorsing him. And he said, as you heard there, that he needs somebody younger. So Rubio, who is a potential VP pick, he's out there stumping in a different way. He's calling the latest jobs report that I mentioned to you abysmal and saying that Obama is trying to blame the Republicans for the country's current economic condition because his policies are brutal. His policies don't work. He was on Fox, and he said that things just keep getting worse under his watch. And he's saying that to have four more years of Obama on the promise that he knew how to fix this economy, that's what we have to judge him by. But how strong is Rubio as the other person on this ticket? With Hispanics, will he necessarily get Hispanics to vote because he's Marco Rubio, because of his background, because of Florida? I mean, is that a layup to just assume it? I don't think so. But I think, and I've said this many times on the show now, and you've heard me like a parrot, that he has to have somebody who adds something to the ticket. Can't be somebody who subtracts it and is not vetted out correctly. Can't be, I don't think it can be the same old, has to be somebody maybe a little bit different. So perhaps that's what Rubio also adds to the possible ticket. But yeah, I even did a fantasy thing where what if you really plucked someone out of obscurity that was the so-called Hail Mary? Would that be better than the people that are being trotted out, the usual names, Rob Portman, so that means Ohio, or Marco Rubio, which might mean Florida or might not? I say you got to go with something that adds something, something. A little bit of something, something, a little bit of kick. It's like you're trying to cook up something for your wife, your girlfriend. You're not somebody who cooks, and you're looking at a recipe, and it looks like Chinese to you. You don't know what you're reading. And then you're just kind of adding your own things. You go rogue. You're just a little piece of this, a little piece of that, something to spice it up. There's got to be a little bit of spice, but it can't be completely over the top and out of the question opposite of Romney. I think it has to be somebody who can be a little bit aggressive and can help, but can't be somebody just so crazy whacked out of left field. Can't be that. Can't be that. Remember, we changed our number, and I got three emails over the weekend, one from Holly, one from Joe, and one from Tom, listening to us in Austin, Texas, saying, what happened to the number? I called the old number. We have a new number. It's easy to remember. Marco Rubio would memorize it like that. Mary Lou Henner probably already has it memorized. 855-266-5283. Could it be any easier? All right, here's our big follow-up as we head down to the final moments of the show. We talked about this case a long, long time ago. Out of Kansas City, a lot of people listening to the show in Missouri, there was a Muslim woman who was fired from her gig with AT&T. She said she had years of being harassed. But ultimately, it was just too far over the top when her boss snatched her scarf from her head and exposed her hair, her hijab. He just ripped it off her head, apparently. So the jury awarded the former Kansas City resident, Susan Bashir, $5 million in punitive damages, along with $120,000 in lost wages and other damages. It's probably the largest that I can think of jury verdict in a workplace discrimination case, certainly ever in Missouri's history. I know they've reported that, and it's definitely in recent times one of the larger ones. She said the harassment started when she converted to Islam in 2005. She was fired after she left work in 2008 because of stress after filing a complaint with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, and then didn't come back for another 9 months. So they had hard evidence on this boss. This guy just blew it with some of the things that he did. And I think they knew. I think they knew from the get-go, oh, we have him. We've got this. There's no way this one is going down. It brings up the whole thing, though, about melding certain cultures. Remember we had this deal with was classic, where you had somebody who was a witness and they were talking and people were complaining they couldn't see the face, so they couldn't see the face of the woman because she was so wrapped up. So how could they get a sense of what was going on and whether or not they believed what she was saying when she was testifying? At the top of the show, we mentioned France and their big switch of power going to the left with a socialist, and the big struggles that they've had. One of the things that Nicolas Sarkozy did when he was the man in charge was to make it illegal to wear a hijab or any kind of face covering, any kind of Muslim religious clothing for the women, because he said it didn't fit into France and what they believe to be equality for women by having these other women who were somewhat subservient and in an abusive situation, lack of a better way to describe it, because of the way that they were dressed. Now, it'll be interesting to see what happens with the new president in place when he's officially in place, which is really now. I think that's something that could probably get reversed. Any thoughts on the show? Send them to me. You know how to get us. AmericaTonight.net.